of Wilde and Tausch. With Tausch back, can't believe they didn't. Did they offer you the opportunity to drive a forklift? Or were there like OSHA violations that would have been involved there? And they said, no, we'd prefer if you just, I don't know what you did, but not driving a forklift.
Here's how I would describe that. If you've been to Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin, it's a huge operation.
Massive, indeed.
There is food and pallets, and there is forklifts everywhere. You get the sense that the forklift drivers are very busy and kind of want you to get the blank out of the way. So the sense, I didn't feel like going up to Susie Q forklift driver and asking her,
Linda,
hey, I know you have a certain amount of deliverables you have to do. Will you let me, who doesn't really know what they're doing, jump in this forklift like we saw in the office and ram through and tip over all this stuff, not having a clue what I'm doing, although I could. Just for the record, I could drive a forklift.
Okay. Thank you for clarifying.
Don't sense that was where Susie Q wanted me to be. So, no, that was not part of the game plan today.
All right. Well, we're still glad you're there. In fact, I just got a text from Sendix, and you can do your pre-ordering for Thanksgiving from them. So they're reminding me of that. Not that my phone was listening to me, because I signed up for their text messages a long time ago, but
okay.
Coincidental.
Sure.
All right. So we had a great time with Blue. We certainly covered a lot of ground with him. Now that you're back, I want to talk a little bit about the lack of takeaways by the defense.
Okay.
Just because.
Because I always like doing this. What were your biggest takeaways that when Blue said something, you were like,
Things that make you go, I would say what made me go, was the fact that in a much less, I think Joshy would use the word abrasive, manner, he made some valid points about altering the offense to suit Josh Jacobs and that his absence, or if instead, as Brian again said he had been told by coaches when they made some changes, you have to get comfortable with being uncomfortable, that they might need to make Josh a little less comfortable and maybe have him do some of the things that the offense prefers. So I think even Joshy would agree, Josh DiMaggio, not Josh Jacobs,
okay,
would agree that Brian made a more convincing, logical and less abrasive arguments for the underlying point that Josh DiMaggio feels, which is catering to Josh Jacobs' preferences have had both a positive effect in terms of his production the last year and a half, but also impeded them from being able to do some of the things that are signature things about the system.
Boy, that is a very slippery slope / needle to thread, because you bring a guy in to be great at what he does.
Yeah.
You don't bring a guy in to neutralize him and do, square peg round hole. Like, obviously it can't just be all about one thing, but you bring somebody in and they're really good at something, you want to utilize it. And if you're already looking at it and saying, well, we need to adjust. Now, injuries kind of force the issue. And when you see things and all of a sudden, let's say Josh doesn't play this week and they have outside zone and the play action game is humming and they're under center and it's rolling, all of a sudden everybody on the offensive staff is like, boy, this looks kind of like this is what we envisioned. What are we going to do? That always is the interesting part about injuries and how coaching staffs figure that stuff out.
Quick check of the YouTube comments after I mentioned, bless you, after I mentioned...
Oh, I thought I muted that.
After I mentioned Matt LaFleur saying that Brandon McManus had a
good
day.
Allergic to jam. I'm allergic to this grape jam.
Never seen so much jam.
The jam on jam. Jelly roll.
Is it all grape?
It's all grape, too. Yeah, it's J-O-J. Interesting. Jam on jam.
Well, that's great. Gerriad saying, and Bisaccia will come on soon and say that he didn't have a really good day next. That's true. They have not been on the same page, Gerriad. So true about that. All right, we'll get into the turnovers and that question a little bit later. I think, you know, there's a difference between square peg, round hole, and just having a guy do some things that maybe he can be adept at if he got the work at and had more opportunities to get better at. And I'm not saying, you know, you never do either one of those things, but maybe there's a hybrid to be found. All right.
You know what's going to be interesting?
What's going to be interesting?
What Green Bay does with Josh Jacobs, because he signed a 2-year deal.
Essentially, second correct. Year. Yep. Mm-hmm.
That is going to be, and I don't know if people have talked about that. That's going to be an interesting, how this season finishes up. And, you know, if he's able to come back and be productive, that will be a very interesting piece to what this offseason. I know we're not talking offseason, but your O-line is in flux. Josh Jacobs will be in flux. Rashawn Gary will be in flux. The only thing we know is that you're going to get Tucker Kraft a new deal. And my hunch is you'll find a way to get Quay Walker back at some price point. Those would be the two guesses that I would make.
So just for those curious, Josh Jacobs' contract for next year, he has a base salary of $10.2 million.
Okay.
When he has had, like, basically minimum salaries the first 2 years of the deal, $1.170 this year. They did have a roster bonus that was roughly $6 million, which I think, you know how they used to take base salary, convert it to signing bonus, signing and then bonus, spread it out? In this instance, I think they made it, they had cap space. They just made it a roster bonus. So they could do that again next year because his cap number is $14.6 million.
That's doable.
Which is
that's
totally doable, right? Yeah. I agree with you. So there's no, I don't think there's a financial impetus to move on from him. And he's still only 27 years old.
Yeah, I mean, that's still a lot, depending on things. But, yeah, I think initially when he signed that deal, we thought 2 years and let's see. And then if you love it, you redo it, you spread it out, you kick the can a little bit. But we all know how that goes. And I think Goody at 30, I think running backs, he's probably closer to 28 than he is 30.
Yeah.
As far as that same.
I think it's safe to think that if he comes back next year, that's it. I think that's fair for sure.
Okay. All right.
But we're not there yet. There's still 7 regular season games to go. We'll get into the takeaway question because we did talk to Xavier McKinney for quite a long time yesterday. But it is time, Kevin Green / Mark Tauscher, to give away some more Iron Jock swag. I'll be honest. I like my Iron Jock gear a lot. I can't believe we're giving this much stuff away. Their generosity is off the charts on this.
Well, you know, Joe Thomas came in. He was Meat Santa. These guys are Hoodie Santas. This is a Hoodie Santa operation that we got going. And we are proud at Wildy and Tausch to be part of it. You know, I've worn just about every type of workout gear there is, and nothing compares to Iron Jock. Their performance apparel, built to fight sweat, odor, bacteria, keeps you feeling fresh no matter how hard you push. If you're out there just loading pallets full of food, whatever it might be, Iron Jock now is introducing 4 new lightweight hoodies. They are fun. They're world-class, cooling, wicking. And for us bigger folks, boy, do we love that 4-way stretch. It always helps you look good. Go to ironjock.com to get your hoodie today. Again, that is ironjock.com. But right now, you can win your own hoodie from Iron Jock. All you got to do is be caller 142. Caller 142. Do you know why it's 142?
I don't.
Okay.
Other than you're the biggest jerk in America.
No idea.
Riley, it's 140, number 140, not 142.
Okay.
142 is a bridge too far. 140.
Two bridges too far.
Riley is a huge Badger fan.
Mm-hmm.
You know what number I was assigned when I first showed up to Holy Name Seminary in 1995?
140.
Number 140. So,
well.
Caller 140 today will win that Iron Jock lightweight hoodie, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. We had a great time getting – what are you laughing about? We had a great time getting to caller 73 the other day. This is just a little bit
this
more.
This is almost twice that.
Well, it is twice that. Riley is a young worker. He's up for this task. I did this to Jesse. He'd quit. He'd leave the show and quit. Riley is
there,
ready.
Is there someone else? In. So when we come back from commercial and you're on like caller 115.
He'll be done. I'm telling you, you whiz through these. People want this hoodie.
Yeah, the phone lines are already full. So
get to it, Riley.
So here we go.
844-770-3776. Caller 140 on Wildy and Tausch to get this awesome lightweight Iron Jock hoodie.
Come on.
I don't know what you think is so funny.
Preferred walk-on number 140.
No. Hey, by the way, there was no P in front of walk-on. It was, I guess we'll let you come in. I don't know what acronym that is, but
Riley, in the words of the legendary star of Taken, Liam Neeson, good luck. Caller 140, good luck. More Wildy and Tausch once Riley's done on the phone. Do we need Madison Fire and Rescue?
Was that too far, Jason?
EMTs.
Was that too much?
I don't know. Let's find out.
Well, I'm asking you because Riley's a young whippersnapper.
Mm-hmm.
You've been around now. This is 10 years doing this. Is 140 too far?
It's a new league record. I know that.
Yes, it is.
Yep. Look, here's the thing. Our show, in its 10th season now, has grown into a very popular program. And I am grateful to everyone involved, not only teammates and people like Riley, who step in when certain people, although he's technically working today, are not here.
He's not much of a snap count guy.
He is the definition of our version of not being a snap count guy. But I love the fact that enough people listen to the show. Again, I had a couple of people yesterday on the Lambeau tour. I did that event on Monday with Associated Bank. People love the show, man. And Giuseppe really loves you in the YouTube comments. But my point is that we're at a point now, because we have so many devoted listeners, that we can do caller 140. And it was not, there was no issue with Riley sitting by the phone waiting for caller 121 so he could keep going.
No, the phone lines are still full. People are still calling in. So that there's no issue in numbers.
Sorry, we have our winner. Sorry, we have our winner. Sorry, we have our winner. Riley, how did it go?
It was rapid fire. It took like the full 4 minutes. We got to caller 140 as the return liner was playing. So congratulations to Jason in Stoughton, who is our winner of the Iron Jock apparel today. I feel like 150 is probably the max you can get through.
Oh. How do you not love the attitude?
Well, quick question. You ever see the Seinfeld episode where Kramer's driving that car around with the used car salesman?
Yes.
And they want to get off on the exit. And they say, well, we got to run it. And you push the limit.
You like push you and Tony Cartagena did when you were almost out of gas.
That is true. So, okay, we'll keep that in mind. Yep. I think now, Riley, you have set the record.
Let's go.
So, Jesse is never going to try and break it. So, it'll be if Hunter or whomever else is going to jump in, if Wooly or somebody else jumps in. Big Cat, I think, down in Milwaukee would love to try and set the record. So next time Big Cat is our producer, we'll run it and try to go to 141.
But Riley, you're saying you think you could do 150. Like, this is that 25 words or less show. You're except the opposite direction. You think you could do 150 calls in the commercial break?
Yes. And if Josh breaks my record of 140, I want to break the record the next time I fill in.
I love it.
Every time I'm in, I want to break the record.
This is what we love, Riley Yauch, people. Look at him compete.
Yes.
Compete.
Not afraid. All right. Well, I want to get to Woe Riley, which is coming up next. But Tausch, we did spend a long time with Xavier McKinney yesterday. In fact, I'm going to let Riley catch his breath. We don't have to play the clip necessarily. But his argument, and I used it in the lead of my story because he looked right at us. And he did that thing where he says every word is its own sentence. Like the way he put it to me was, the picks will come.
Yeah. Yeah.
Should I believe him? Because they're playing a quarterback who has thrown at least one pick in each of his five starts in J.J. McCarthy. Three of those five, he's thrown two picks in those games. Eight picks in five starts. His interception percentage, 5.7%. The only person in the league who has a higher percentage at this point at quarterback is Jake Browning, who they was so nice. Bad for the Bengals that they said, no more, no mas. Mm-hmm. We're trading for Joe Flacco. So do you think the picks will come, as Xavier McKinney tells us? Because right now they got four, and they've got eight total takeaways.
Well, they should have had at least two more last week at minimum.
Uh-huh.
You're facing McCarthy more than likely twice. He's going to give you opportunities, whether you take advantage of it. I think Caleb Williams will give you opportunities. You face him twice. So I think it's a wise bunch of words that Xavier McKinney, and that's what they are right now, is words, but he has proven he deserves the benefit of the doubt. And when you have Micah being able to provide pressure and you're able to drop into coverage and not have to blitz a bunch of people, I do think you're going to see this. Now, will you do it against the really good teams? Denver, who I think is – Denver's defense is top-notch. Their offense, they're going to throw the ball up. They're going to give you looks. So I think that this team is built and designed to be ready to go for this stretch run. There's going to be a lot of opportunities. You're not facing the great quarterbacks. You're facing a lot of young quarterbacks that are trying to still figure it out. And if your defense is as good as I think it is, you should get opportunities. And now it's just a matter of, can, you know, Evan Williams hauled one in? Can Keyshawn hold on to it when it comes his way? Mm-hmm. Can Valentine make a play when it comes his way? Because they're there. You're ready for it. Make the play. And like anything else, it almost gets contagious. Oh, I got one. Oh, you know, you build off of that, and it becomes the snowball building up speed, and then you hope you just let that puppy unravel and start rolling, and then you see the picks come flying in your coffers.
In your coffers, huh?
Yeah.
We need to get to Woe Riley. Riley, is there – I just want to ask before Tausch tells us about Kohler Services – is there a dating update? Because you know us old married guys always look forward to your dating updates.
Yes. Unfortunately, no good dating updates.
Ooh, maybe even better. Wait a minute.
There have been some attempts. We're struggling. We're pushing forward. We're pushing on.
Brandon McManus.
Yeah, nothing.
You're pushing through a
exactly. It's a rough stretch.
A pulled heartstring.
Yeah, so okay. We're grinding, but nothing real significant to update on, unfortunately.
Okay, well, we'll talk about something else then during Woe Riley after Tausch talks about Kohler Services.
Indeed, if you're looking for a bath or shower remodel, Kohler Services is where you need to go. Family owned for 150 years. Kohler is your Wisconsin manufacturer providing care for life. And this month only, get $1,000 off your Lugstone shower remodel. And you have zero interest financing for 12 months. Visit KohlerServicesWI.com. To request your free quote with Fast Professional Installation, that is always included. Again, that is KohlerServicesWI.com.
Whoa, Riley is next. It's Will Dean Tausch. Love in my soul. I want to apologize to Barb. Jesse is otherwise engaged today. So your favorite part of the show falls to Riley Yao. Time now for Whoa! Riley.
The guys discuss.
Just the other morning, I had breakfast at Tracy Rocker's house. His mama brought out 15 flapjacks. He said, "Mama, take back 5 of them flapjacks. I gotta stay hungry for the Crimson Tide."
But if it's not, the show must go on. It's time for
Whoa, Nelly
on Wilde and Tausch.
All right, guys. I know you enjoy learning more about me during Whoa, Riley, but I also like using this opportunity to learn more about you guys. So I was inspired by Unsportsmanlike this morning. I believe it was in the 8 o'clock hour, maybe 7 o'clock. Can't remember exactly. But they got on the topic of conversation. What was Evan Cohen known for in high school? So that made me start thinking about, oh, what was I known for in high school? Yada, yada, yada. And then it made me think, what were you guys known for in high school? So I guess we can start with you, Tausch. Thinking back to your high school days, we got the state championships going on. What were you known for? If you had to ask friends today, what would they say you were like in high school?
Great question. I would probably say that I was a jock. That's probably not overly surprising. I don't know if anybody thought that I'd play in the NFL. I think people thought that I was a good athlete and a big dude, bigger guy. But jock would be kind of, I think, the main thing. That I loved sports, and that was kind of that's where my passion was probably throughout high school.
All right, Jason?
Yeah, same thing. A lot of people expecting me to get to the NFL. I'm sorry to have disappointed them. The growth spurt I was waiting for never happened. I did play sports, obviously. I loved sports. I was the valedictorian of my high school class. But more importantly, I think what I am known for was breaking my leg on a play at the plate of my senior year of baseball, and there was no throw to the plate. I was hurrying home in a 7-1 game that became 7-2 after I crossed the plate. But it was a rainy day at Milwaukee Lutheran High School, and the plate was slippery and my cleat hit it, and I what is it when you roll your ankle out? That would be pronate. And I broke my fibula and tore all the ligaments in there, so my senior season statistics line was 1-for-3 with a run scored. I think I may have had an error. I was playing second base that game instead of catching. I broke my leg on home plate.
Wait, so this was your season opener?
Yes, it was the opener. The big rivalry, Martin Luther versus Milwaukee Lutheran. Proud moment.
Brutal.
There you go.
Yeah. Okay,
also,
good to know.
I really like the band Boston.
I don't know what the band Boston is. I've never heard of Boston before, so I apologize. I apologize. But that was some good trivia. You and Elton Jenkins now can commiserate over broken fibulas, I guess.
Yeah, he did it a little further into his career into his season. Might be his last season for the Packers, too, though, so we might have that in common.
Fair enough. All right.
Whoa, Nelly!
Let's talk more about your love life now. Yeah.
There's nothing going on. There's nothing to talk about. I do appreciate Levi in the YouTube chat, though, saying he hopes I find a woman someday. So do I, Levi. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Well, now wait a minute. I think it's important to note here that Jim, Matt, and Molly, which you can hear 4 to 6 on ESPN Madison, apparently they do a thing where essentially someone ends up doing some sort of a punishment every week.
Yes.
And the punishment, which sounds like it could be a great like meet cute story and a love affair that blossoms from it, but apparently Wooly lost this week, and the punishment is he is going on a blind date with Matt Hamilton's wife's friend.
Yes. He lost
to like the Badger game. Why is that a punishment?
Again, it's not my program. I don't know why it's a punishment.
Is it a punishment for her? What are we doing?
At risk of speaking for Ryan, I'll have to clarify this afterwards, but I believe it's more of a punishment because she is not necessarily in Ryan's age bracket. I believe she's in her mid to late 30s, and Ryan is 26. And I think Ryan would prefer to meet someone and go on a date with someone around his age. Is that no Ryan? Oh, Ryan's telling me I'm all wrong.
All right, bring him in.
Ryan,
bring him
come
in.
Come in. Explain.
It's not right at all.
Hello.
Go Mingos.
Go Mingos.
It's a great sweatshirt
for Madison FC. Yeah, the hockey hoodie for the Mingos. Yes.
Love that.
I will be going on a blind date to the Badgers game this Saturday, but it's not because she's 32. Now, the pushback was because initially Jim said, like, oh, you know, I might have someone I could set you up with. She's like 36. And I was like, there's a hard cap on the age limit of who this blind date is going to be. I said it could be max 30. As a 26-year-old, I did not want to go on a date with somebody over the age of 30.
Why?
Because how am I supposed to have like an actual conversation with a real adult? I'm only 26. I'm not in the actual phase of life where me and a 30-year-old could be like in a real relationship, right?
I think it's a 4-year gap.
It's a 4-year gap, but that's a big 4 years. Come on.
Well, the maturity you're showing now would indicate to me that you're probably right.
Yeah, obviously. Clear.
So wait, now,
Nelly!
Be honest, you're getting a little bit excited about this.
I think it could work out pretty well. Yeah, actually, it ended up being
despite
Matt Hamilton.
Your hard cap,
yes,
and your potential date being over it.
Yes, thankfully, Matt Hamilton, the other host of Jim, Matt, and Molly, was able to set me up with someone who his wife is friends with. So thankfully, we'll be able to go to the game on Saturday together. And I don't know anything about her because it is blind date, obviously, but I do know she fits the age requirements. That's kind of like of the few things I know. I've seen like one photo and that's it. So
she appears to have played collegiate soccer.
She did, yes, because I sent the photo to Jason Wilde as well when we talked about it on Tuesday, so he has all the inside information. Good reporting, Jason. Well done.
That's what I do. So, well, you're so a soccer fan.
If you can have an age requirement, can you have a weight requirement? No, I'm being serious. I won't date anybody 30, but I also won't date anybody over 300 pounds. Like, okay. Where does that stop?
Big Linda.
you act like 4 years is some huge deal. It's not that big a deal. Now, but you can't go out and say, well, I have a weight. I'm not dating anybody over 250 pounds. You're going to be a jerk. But if you say, I'm not dating anyone 31, everybody says that's cool.
Well, no.
I feel like this is misconstrued.
Well, there was a lot of pushback towards me, I will say as well. But
deservedly so.
For me, I think the difference here is that age is such a big, there's such a big gap between like mentality and where you are in life as a 30-year-old.
There is with weight too. And by the way, girls will say, I'm only dating 6'2" people. That's the same thing. People can say that openly. But if Wooly got on there and said, you know what, man? Yeah, I don't care if she's 37, but if she's 200 pounds, nah, I ain't doing it. He'd be a jerk.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
Okay.
No doubt. Very fair.
All right, well, this
covers. You see how I keep pointing this out? Because it just doesn't make any sense to me.
No, clearly.
Well, does it make sense to you?
We'd like to thank you for swinging by.
I appreciate that.
Also, do you think you're capable of answering 150 calls for a contest in a 4-minute break?
I don't know how Riley had the endurance for that. That was really impressive.
What a warrior.
He's in better shape than I am. All right, Riley, take back over.
We could tune in.
Linda loved that four stretch. She'd want four stretch if it's Big Linda.
We can tune in.
I missed all of that conversation. I'm going to have to go back and listen. It sounded hilarious.
You can find it on Wisconsin On Demand or the ESPN Wisconsin
Riley,
app.
Riley, do you have an age, height, or weight faux pas? Like, you won't date a 300-pound woman? But you'll date a 40-year-old? Like, this whole thing is dumbfounding to me.
Yeah, 300 pounds would not be preferred. Neither would 40. I think mid to late 20s, in decent shape. Height doesn't matter. Height's whatever. I think that's just a general preference.
Okay.
Okay. I'm gonna need to find some sort of segue out of this conversation. Hey,
prize picks.
What's the best
way to find a date? Go on Prize Picks. You find someone that matches up with your sports opinions and making money. You don't have to worry about height. You don't have to worry about weight. You don't have to worry about age. Just worry about production, more or less on at least two player stats. Get them right. Cash in. Prize Picks has stacks. You can pick the same player up to 3 times. Want more on Giannis's points, rebounds, and assists? Stack them up only on Prize Picks. Plus, you can follow other players, copy their lineups in the one click to new feed tab. Download the Prize Picks app today. Use code WI. Get $50 in lineups after your first $5 lineup. Again, that is code WI for Prize Picks. Prize Picks. It's good
to be right. And the projection for Wooly's date is 127 pounds. More or less. We will wrap up the show next. It's Wildy and Tausch. All right, we're late already for Rich Eisen. But before we go, there's a little more information that Riley has been asked to share.
Yeah, so me and Tausch were talking during the break and about standards, and I just had to inform Tausch that on dating apps, you know, you can filter by height, and typically women do this. Like, if you're below 6 feet,
like tall dudes.
Untouchable. I'm not dating you if you're not 6'4". Yep. But for some reason, you can't filter by weight. Just seems like a double standard.
Very interesting, like Jason, isn't that? Yep.
Just curious. Just had to throw that out there.
If they were to add that filter, Riley, you think it would be held against you that you weigh 125 pounds?
Maybe.
He's 5'11", a buck 30. But I don't know.
But at least it's fair. At least it'd be fair.
I'm okay with it.
We got to go. What a great day. Thanks for coming along for the ride. Have a great day. Take care. Be good.